Righty, so you might swim to the other side of the lake, and you better hope that when you get there, there's Cammy Canake.
I don't know if you'll find me right when you first get to swim across, but if you come inland deeper.
I'll find you in Tennessee there. It's Cammy Canake, and this is the very exciting, as promised, Muse special. Cammy, first of all, what is your history with the band?
So I actually worked at Warner Brothers for 4 years, and I started, I think it was, gosh, I don't even remember what year it was, but it was really when the album Absolution came out in 2003. So, you know, Muse has released 5 studio albums. The first one was in 1999, then 2001, and really they didn't start breaking in the States till the 2003 Absolution record. And what record was like big for you guys over there? When do you first remember it?
I remember the earliest stuff just from some of the tour circuit stuff, but it was definitely that one that blew up here.
And you know what? That's actually, out of their 5 studio albums that they've released since 1999, the one in 2003, Absolution, is still my favorite that I play over and over again.
And often when I play the new stuff from Muse, even though everybody loves Muse here, they ask for stuff off that album. It's the legendary one.
Oh, yeah, and I don't know if you guys ever... I know here in the U.S., people never even have really heard probably the first 2 albums. They were never worked here, the band. The band would come over here and maybe do key dates, like in the tastemaker cities of LA and New York and San Francisco, but they really never, you know, they were flying under the radar, even though they were blowing up and playing, you know, stadiums over in Europe. It wasn't until 2003 that they really started breaking in the U.S., and so I thought I would, with our Muse special today, thought I'd play two tracks from each of their earlier albums, Showbiz and Origin of Symmetry.
That's awesome, because then it's bands under the radar when Muse were literally just a band under the radar.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Because it's so easy. It's so easy to miss albums by artists that blow up later from it. Early albums, I think, are really, really strong. I mean, you might just discover these early albums and like them as much as you like the recent one, you know?
Right, well, let's hear something from it. What's the first track?
So the first track is called Cave, and that's off that was off their debut album, Showbiz, way back in 1999.
We'll be right back. Cave from the debut Muse album. What a track.
I know. And you know what? What I love about Muse is, first of all, they have the reoccurring themes of revolution, but it's their fusion of so many genres. I mean, no other band jumps from like progressive rock to classical music to heavy metal to electronics, and then coupled with their energetic and extravagant live performances, it's just a show like no other. I mean, if you guys have never seen them live, it's...
No, they have. They've been here, and as a result, I mean, we are Muse mad over in South Africa.
Oh, great. So you've seen their incredible light show.
That's the only show I've ever seen where my jaw hit the floor and I decided I didn't want to be a musician anymore because it was impossible to ever be as good as them.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
Yeah, no, it was like a hurricane that came here that called Muse. It was insane. So what is the second tune?
So the second one is going to be off of their sophomore album, Origins of Symmetry, and that was released in 2001. And I kept going back and forth what song I wanted to pick off this album to play for you. It's just full of great songs, and they have this song called Feeling Good that's a killer Nina Simone cover. They put a cover on that album, so I'm going to play you this kind of field piano-driven song that's probably kind of similar to some of their songs. It will remind you of some of their songs in their recent albums, but it's so freaking good. It's called Bliss.
Bliss from Origins of Symmetry album. You're listening to the Muse Bands Under the Radar special.
Give me
Wow, that was Bliss from Origins of Symmetry, and that's Muse, their second album back from 2001, you say?
That's correct. And you guys, so you're probably familiar with their latest three albums. So now I want to play two B-sides for you guys that maybe may have never been released on, that were never released with any of these studio albums. And there's this one B-side that's called Glorious, and it was a B-side to The Black Holes in Revelations. Like, it wasn't on the album, but they would add it exclusively in some countries digitally, and so it became a track that was kind of hard to find, and it was actually probably my favorite track on their Black Holes in Revelations album.
Oh, wow, that's a statement by itself.
Yeah, from 2006, so... But yeah, I'm really excited for you to play Glorious.
So this is Glorious, and it's a rare B-side from Muse, courtesy of Cammy Kinnake.
Absolutely.
That was glorious, and we are steaming through the Muse Bands Under the Radar segment of the show, and we've got one more tune to play, eh, Cammy?
Yep, and this last one's a little slower and the softer side of Muse, and this is a song, a B-side that was never officially on any studio album or attached to any studio album. It's called A Map of Your Head, and they recorded this in 2001, and it's just so different, but I really like the lyrics. I love the melody. It's just a totally different song. It's not typical Muse, and I want you guys to hear it.
Cammy, we want to say thank you very much. This has been truly amazing opportunity for us to get some special Muse tracks on the show. Map of Your Head. Thank you so much, Cammy Kinnake. We'll see you next week.
Later, 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 gator.